أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to another episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been going over chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, also known as the heart of the Quran. And up until this point, we have obviously been looking at the introductory verses, getting a better appreciation for how Allah will initiate and begin this chapter. As we recall, he began by speaking with the disjointed letters. He then gave us an indication about the Quran in and of itself as a book. And he also spoke briefly about the recipient of the Holy Quran, that is the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. In our session today, as we review verse number 10 and verse number 11, we want to see what God has to discuss in terms of this particular chapter. And we will see that it actually continues back to discuss about the noble Quran and its power as a book of revelation. Before we go into the explanation and the points that we can derive and take away from these two particular verses for today, let us have a listen to the Arabic and to the English translation, and then we'll come back and deliberate on some of the finer points that are mentioned in these two particular verses. Allah says the following in verse number 10 and verse number 11.
وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم.
And it is all the same to them, whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe, for they have deliberately shut their eyes and ears to the truth. You can warn only those who follow the reminder, the Quran, and are full of reverential awe of the Most Gracious God in the heart of their hearts. Therefore, proclaim to them the glad tidings of protection from the evil consequences of sins and an honorable provision from us. In these two verses, verses number 10 and verse number 11, we see that God is speaking to the Prophet and telling him about the power of this Quran, the potency of the Quran, and at the same time, is also showing us the power that certain people have to ignore the truth, that they will do anything to ignore the truth. And God tells the Prophet in the first verse, verse number 10, that is, that whether you warn these people or you do not warn them, it is equivalent. There is no difference because they are so obstinate and hard-hearted and set in their ways that they refuse to even listen to what you want to give to them. The Quran paints us a picture of two unique groups, of the disbelievers and the polytheists, the kuffar and the mushrikeen. And God speaks in the Quran about them in multiple ways and their rejection of the truth. For example, when it comes to the group who are known as the kuffar, the disbelievers, those who are the belligerent, those who are openly working against Islam, against God's teachings, against the Prophet and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. God says the following statement: surely those who disbelieve, it being alike to them whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. This verse from Surah Al-Baqarah in the initial verses of that particular chapter, chapter number 2, show us, just as this verse from Surah Yasin that we are reviewing also gives us the understanding, that there are people who are the disbelievers who are openly antagonistic, who have studied, who know the truth of Islam, of the religion of God, and yet they openly deny and they disavow any acceptance of this message. God tells us for them, there is no difference whether you give them the message or you allow them to stay in their self-imposed ignorance, that they will not accept the messages because they have some issue with them that they do not want to accept the messages of God. However, as for the second group, the polytheists, those who worship other than God, those who worship multiple gods and know and realize that this is there is no logical basis to worship gods made of stone, to worship gods that you fashion with your own hands, that you paint on a painting and you worship that. God gives them or God speaks about them in a different way. And so, for example, in the Quran, we see the following passage. And if you invite them to guidance, they will not follow you. It is the same to you whether you invite them or you are silent. This verse from chapter number 7, Surah A'raf, verse 193, again shows the Prophet and the believers and to you and I that there are some people who it is worthless, it is pointless whether you invite them to the truth or whether you let them allow them to go in their own their own belief system and let them just lead their lives in that way. Now, obviously, there is an entire discussion about conveying the message of Islam, about propagating and teaching the message and how we reach out to people. We won't discuss that in this session here. But suffice it to mention that God does show us that there are certain individuals who are so obstinate, who are so just against religion, that there is no way to penetrate into their heart.